Repeat the question.
What I want to say is Manomaya, Anandamaya Kosha, all these koshas.
The koshas, what we call the world, the concept of kosha is a later concept. First, there are principles. Here, Sri Krishna refers to seven principles. At a later stage, they become manifest in human consciousness when these principles become more crystallized. Crystallization of these principles individually is the function of kosha. Kosha is nothing but a body. The purely physical body is the Annamaya Kosha. Then Pranamaya Kosha is the prana body, pranic body. Then comes the Manomaya body, Manomaya Kosha. This is a mental body. Now, most of us have only these three bodies. We have not yet formed the Vijnanamaya. To form a Vijnanamaya Kosha requires a lot of sadhana. It is existing, but it's not a kosha. Therefore, it's not automatic in us. In the animals, Manomaya Kosha is not present. Therefore, mental faculty doesn't operate. As we move forward, koshas are formed. Very few people can be said to have Vijnanamaya Kosha. It is still to be formed. And Anandamaya Kosha, very few people, very rarely can it be developed. That is why we are not automatically Anandamaya. If we had the kosha, then the powers which are manifested in that kosha become automatic. Even small children are mental because mental kosha exists. Therefore, mental faculty begins to operate, even in small children. Children may not know how to reason out as you and I could reason out things, but the question how, why, what, these are mental questions. They are automatic in the child. The child does not need to learn. These are automatic questions which are specially mental in character. So koshas are different from the seven principles. Principles exist everywhere. But as koshas, they have to be crystallized. In the human being, only the three koshas have been crystallized. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya. Then if you develop further by sadhana, by great tapasya, then Vijnanamaya kosha can be developed. Then can be developed Anandamaya kosha. Now Anandamaya kosha is still not the last. Although in the Taittiriya Upanishad, it speaks only of Anandamaya kosha as the top. But according to this knowledge, it is still not the topmost. It is top but not the topmost. There can be Chitmaya kosha, Satmaya kosha, but that means a tremendously developed consciousness of which we do not have even imagination. So because in our human evolution, Anandamaya kosha is the rarest, therefore it has been regarded as topmost. And once you attain into Ananda, others also become easier of access, therefore they are not mentioned as koshas. In due course, perhaps when superhumanity will be born, these koshas will become much more crystallized and therefore manifest. So this is the first principle of manifestation. Seven rishis who symbolize seven principles of existence. Because of these seven principles, the whole world is manifested in the way in which it is manifested. This is one of the secrets of the manifestation of the world. Up till now, this knowledge was not given to us Even up to the, even when the supreme knowledge was given in the ninth chapter, this particular detail was not given. So Sri Krishna now adds it here to make integral knowledge really integral and complete. Then Sri Krishna speaks of Chatvaro Manavastatha. Mere seven principles are not enough for explaining the world. In addition to seven principles of the world, there is a fourfold character of the world. Seven principles and four characters. They are, as it were, like a weaving of a garment. The world may be regarded as a garment, of which seven principles and four characters, when they are all woven together, that gives the complete fabric of the world. What are these four characters? These are given in the Rig Veda, in the hymn of Purusha. There is a very special hymn where there is a sacrifice of Purusha. The Supreme Lord gives himself into Paraprakriti. This knowledge was given to us in the seventh chapter, where Sri Krishna says, I have not one nature, but I have two natures, Aparaprakriti and Paraprakriti. So the knowledge of Paraprakriti is given already in the seventh chapter. Now, in the hymn of creation, where there is a Purusha sacrifice in the Rig Veda, the Purusha manifests the world by offering himself wholly into the Prakriti, Paraprakriti. As a result of which, Paraprakriti begins to manifest. It means that there is a constant relationship between the Supreme Divine as Purusha and Supreme Divine as Paraprakriti. It's the same Purusha, same reality, but having two faces, as it were.
Supreme
is a Purusha. Supreme is also Paraprakriti. That is why